Hello, everyone, and welcome back to I Control My Money, the show that is all about you controlling your money and controlling your future because you have control of that money. I want to introduce you to my special guest today, a man who you're going to be hearing from every week, Mr. Glenn Mosseller, co-host of the program and the man who brought us to Greensboro, North Carolina, WPTI 94.5. Glenn, welcome to the program.
Hey, Rod, how you doing?
Man, now that I'm talking to you, how could it be any better? Hey, so Glenn, I know we haven't been able to connect here recently because you were busy with tax season, and you being a tax guy, not just a preparer, but a colleague of mine and someone we turn to about tax issues and a specialist, if you will, can you give us any tidbits of some things that maybe you saw during the tax season that people might want to be aware of to help them save money on next year's taxes?
Well, one of the things that we always do in my practice, I work a lot with folks as they transition into retirement and as they're in retirement and looking at their tax issues. We want to be as efficient as we possibly can. And one of the things that folks sometimes forget about is that Social Security benefits are not inherently taxable. And so if we prepare right, oftentimes we can reduce their taxes by determining what accounts to draw money from and when to draw that money. And oftentimes we can result in quite a bit of tax savings.
Oh, so it may really depend upon where your money is and how accessible it is and to make it to where it's tax advantaged to the person using it. Which means if they have control over their money, know where it is, how to access it properly, then they have control over their future. Am I right?
No doubt about it.
I love it. Don't you love it when a plan comes together?
Absolutely.
So Glenn, you work with a lot of seniors, I know, and a lot of seniors and baby boomers like myself, well, like ourselves, we're having all kinds of issues with finances that, hey, our parents didn't have. They had pensions. They had retirement plans. And we don't have these things so much anymore. And a lot of folks who did have them, either the company shut down, they stopped offering them, and now we're stuck with just 401ks or what we put aside for ourselves. Glenn, I don't mean to get off on a tangent here or anything, but can you tell us, is 401k really the only way to put money aside for retirement now?
Oh, well, no, there's plenty of ways to save for retirement. And what I do in working with folks as they're in going into retirement, oftentimes they have their situation is that they've already saved what they've saved and they have the plans that they have. Some have pensions, some don't. And some have, significant savings in their 401ks and others don't. So what we do is we try to determine what resources that you do have and how to, how to go about accessing it in the most efficient way. But I was always encourage folks, the younger you are and the sooner you start, you have a lot more options on the table to you and ways that you can set money aside to be more tax advantaged in later on in life.
Awesome. Hey, maybe when you come back next week, we can talk a little bit about details around some of those things that you're talking to young people about. Would that be all right?
Absolutely.
Folks, you're listening to Glenn Mosseller. He's joining me here in the studio today to talk about better ways to control your money. Hey, by the way, the show is I Control My Money. And if you want to hear from Glenn, you want to talk to Glenn, you want to get some specific advice from a professional like Glenn Mosseller, visit our website at icontrolmymoney.org. That's icontrolmymoney.org. Look, go to the Find an Advisor page, and you'll find Glenn listed in there, as well as a multitude of other very qualified financial professionals who are certified financial leadership advisors, just like Glenn Mosseller. Hey, Glenn, thanks for bringing us to Greensboro, North Carolina, buddy, and we really appreciate the relationship with you and WPTI 94.5, and look forward to helping a lot of folks there in the Triad area.
Thanks, Rod. I look forward to it as well.
All right, buddy. You all have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.